We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Version of Donkey up the
Maybe.
Damn, the hee haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 31st. Halloween goes to all you towns who have banned trick-or-treating for teenagers. Yes, this is true. Some towns ban older kids from trick-or-treating on Halloween. Yes, I was reading an article on NPR, and it was about how in some U.S. towns, it's illegal for teenagers and, of course, adults to indulge in Halloween. One city, what's it called, Chesapeake?
Chesapeake, Virginia.
Chesapeake, Virginia actually threatened jail time for teens until recently there was a 1970s law in the books threatening any teen caught trick-or-treating with up to 6 months in jail. And they still, to this day, have a statute that says kids over 14 who trick-or-treat are guilty of a misdemeanor. Other towns I've never heard of, like Jacksonville, Illinois, Rain, Louisiana, both ban kids who are 13 or older from trick-or-treating, okay? Belleville, Illinois has a Halloween solicitation, which forbids anyone above 8th grade from going trick-or-treating. If you're over 12, you have to get permission from the mayor or the chief of police if they want to wear a mask or disguise. Come on, man. Many city ordinances also impose time limits. I don't agree with any of this. Okay, Halloween is not just for kids. Well, let's go to KHOU 11 for the report, please.
It's a new law. It's law in a part of Virginia that puts to rest the question of how old is too old to go trick-or-treating.
There's now an official age to stop trick-or-treating. In part of Virginia, the last year to trick-or-treat is 12.
I disagree.
13, you're risking jail time. Oh. That's according to HRC.com. It says anyone 13 and older can be sent to jail for up to 6 months.
Come on, man.
In cities like Newport, going door to door after 12 is a criminal offense. We're talking class 4 misdemeanor.
Stop.
Plus, parents aren't allowed to wear masks either, just in case they get tempted to go out and trick or treat with their kids. So no matter the age, trick or treating after 8 p.m. can land you behind bars for up to 30 days.
Is Halloween just a holiday for kids? Why are these towns trying to steal the joy that teenagers and adults also feel around Halloween? There's something about dressing up. There's something about being your favorite superhero, your favorite cartoon character, your favorite wrestler. Myself, I am supposed to be Ric Flair today. Okay? But it's giving junkie. It's giving junkie. This is a prime example of what you ordered versus what you got. Okay, everything is shedding. All right? Shedding is normal and should be expected. However, excessive shedding is an indication that the wig is poorly constructed. Does this wig look poorly constructed?
Yes. Absolutely.
Giselle?
Okay. Is this supposed to be blonde?
Party City.
Okay. This wig is clearly poorly constructed. Mm-hmm. Everyone keeps asking me if I'm a founding father. No, I'm the nature boy, Ric Flair. Woo! Best part of this costume is this WCW replica championship belt. All right? It didn't come with this costume. I ordered this from somewhere else, okay? And if it is giving junkie, I need to pawn this belt. But all I'm trying to say is Halloween is fun for all ages. Don't steal the joy away from these teenagers. They are still teenagers. Why restrict them from having a good time? What are they supposed to do on Halloween? Be chaperones? Lookouts? You want them at the door giving out candy? Being sad because they wish they was out there tricking and treating? This is wrong. Look at how happy we are in here today. Look at Red. Look at him. He's a Puerto Rican Spider-Man. Stand up, Red. Come on, man. Look at him. That's the Puerto Rican Spider-Man right there. All right? Then we have Brandon. What Brandon? Come here, Brandon. Come here, Brandon. Brandon's supposed to be 50 Cent. More like a quarter. Okay? Don't let the SWAT outfit fool you. It says SWAT on the front. Okay? Envy, don't get scared. Sim, where's Sim at? Sim, come here, Sim. Sim's supposed to be... Now, who y'all think Sim's supposed to be?
That's Nicki Minaj.
Absolutely, Nicki.
She's supposed to be Nicki Minaj.
I'm broke Nicki.
She giving junkie energy, too. Okay?
Damn.
Sid is a banana.
But you got the tattoos, too? You got the tattoos?
Yeah. Oh, see, that's good. That's good attention to detail.
Thank you.
That's good attention to detail. Sid is a banana. Sid, stand up, Sid. Show him. Do the thing you came in here screaming.
I don't have my Moroccos, but... It's
hey!
Oh,
and where's the president of the Fat Lives Matter community? Look at this guy.
He's wobbling.
Look at this guy. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, wobble, baby. Wobble. Look at him. He's a big old Care Bear. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Look at all of us, man. This is a combined age of 169 years old. And we are having a ball because being normal is vastly overrated, okay? Halloween gives you the opportunity to express yourself in ways you don't do any other day throughout the year. To all you small towns banning Halloween for teenagers, you are suppressing these kids' creativity because Halloween is not only about putting on a costume, it's about finding the imagination and costume within ourselves. Please give all these small towns who have banned trick-or-treating for teenagers the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
Who, Art? Art somebody too?
Yeah, he
brought man. He ashy and all.
That's ashy not, and all.
You paying attention to detail,
bro, man.
All kinds like of Vaseline on the lips.
I like that. He ashy everywhere except for his lips. I like that, Art. I like that. I like that. I don't know what you just said, but I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. BET, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, BET.
What's under the hell? You know what?
Wow.
I don't
even
want to know.
Wow.
Never mind. Never mind.
You just asked that man what's under his robe?
I don't even want to know.
You kinky, boy.
Never mind.
You kinky, bro.
Never mind.
Well, 800-585-1051. How old is too old to be trick-or-treating?
Or even just to be dressing up and enjoying yourself?
No, it's a difference.
You think?
Yeah, you can dress up. You can dress up and you can, you know, do whatever you want to do. But trick-or-treating, it got to be an age limit.
Okay.
I don't want to see no high schoolers trick-or-treating.
Let's talk about it.
All right, let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. How old is too old to be trick-or-treating? You can get out of character, Art. Art's still in character. Look at him. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.